and welcome back to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let me give you a few lists of statements and see if they ring true to you. 1. My prayer life is so dry. I can't seem to focus when I pray. Often I feel distracted and agitated. Nothing seems to be happening in my prayer. Even if I spend a lot of time in prayer, I still ask myself, did I actually pray? I get bored, and oftentimes I'm rushing to finish the prayer I set out to pray so I can get back to my life. Now, whether it's dryness or being distracted, boredom, or feeling like nothing is happening, on this day, the feast of Saints Timothy and Titus, the first reading of St. Paul sends a heartfelt letter to his beloved disciple Timothy while Paul was in prison and facing execution. And he says these words, I am reminding you now to fan into a flame the gift that God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Now see how the gift of Timothy's ordination needs to be continuously fanned into a flame, and so it is the same with us in our vocations. We need to realize that prayer and a life with God is just like building a fire. It needs to be kindled often. The image Paul gives us is that of coals that have been covered with ashes that need to be stirred and fanned into a flame. When we get a new credit card, the first thing we are told to do is to activate it by calling a certain number. So it is with us in our spiritual life. We need to activate the grace that God has given us. Receiving the Holy Spirit and the sacraments of baptism and confirmation also demands an activation on our part, like the stirring into flame that Paul urges Timothy to do with the grace of his ordination. Often we can't just enter into prayer and expect to receive consolations. We need kindling material, whether it is a scripture verse, spiritual reading, listening to the Furnace podcast maybe, or something that sets us off, enables us to open up to God. So don't let your faith become like ashes. Stir it up and let it be a true furnace of God's love. Let us pray. O God, who adorned Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.